you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at NASCARing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, possibly at Stitcher, maybe crabdiving.com, or any of the fucking podcast apps. I think we're on most of them. Wherever, whenever, however you are receiving us, we...
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
What the hell?
That is.
Get ready for this fateful trip, everybody. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours.
Gilligan's Island?
Well, yeah. Some of our more mature listeners will know, and our more savvy listeners will know.
Yes, savvy.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Like I said, we're going to be here for the next couple hours. Lots of news from the resistance. Lots of news. From Schittler. Lots of news of impending World War III, which I don't know. It's insane.
You don't have a problem with it?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
The rumors are that the generals got this.
Oh, yes.
That even if Trump is like, that's it. He said my hands were small. Give me the codes.
Great.
That there might be somebody to talk him down. What didn't that happen with Nixon? The Secretary of Defense at one point, when he found out Nixon was wandering the halls drunk at night talking to the portraits of other presidents, right near the end, that he was like, look, if he calls and says launch on anybody, run it by me first.
Fuck yeah.
Which is... treasonous, traitorous by law or whatever, but whatever. We approve. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And hey, listen, I'm putting up something I think on facebook.com/crabdiving. What to do if you are indeed. If you survive a nuclear blast, how to deal with the fallout.
Like I said, how do you tie a noose?
Pro tip.
Yeah.
When you come inside, you got to take a shower. Get all that shit off you, all the radons or whatever the fuck it is. Who knows? Who cares?
Radon.
What is it? Radiation.
Yeah. So the fallout.
The fallout. Don't condition your fucking hair. Because that will bind the radiation to your hair. A lot of people don't know that. Which, you know... it's going to be especially tough for those that live in Florida with the humidity.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Gay god is going to be like, hey, Florida, you can go fuck yourself.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday here in the panhandle of Floridia. It's one of those days where earlier it was hot and humid as fuck, which is a technical weather term. And it was now it looks like we're ready for a monsoon. It's like it's instantly getting dark. It's probably gonna rain like crazy. So
for 5 minutes.
I think once we did cut out, didn't we? When
during the rain.
Wasn't there some the power flickered or something like that?
I think
on the outside
God.
on the outside chance that
white
happens.
People in droves.
That's the neighborhood. All kinds of shit going on in the world. Let's check the headlines and then we'll get to the fun. Well, you know, the stuff that really makes us yell.
Yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker. Pensacola, Florida. Historic Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, August 10th, 2017.
The year of our Lord. Historic in what way?
These are your headlines. Well, you know, I like to take the pictures and put them on the Instagram and shit. And
right.
There's some cool older buildings and shit. And, you know, shit. Possibly occasional Confederate monument. But
doesn't
we'll overlook
the official
that.
Twitter account for Pensacola use your pictures because they're
one
so
of them
fucking good?
Did. Asked right. permission for me to use a night shot I took.
At Vile Experience, Instagram.
But so sometimes when I tweet of buildings or monuments or whatever, I like to read about what the fuck I'm tweeting of.
Yes.
Not like, hey, check out this cool building downtown. Yeah, yeah. I like to, you know, look it up. And the tallest, the biggest skyscraper here.
You took
I
a picture of
I just took a
of
picture
it.
Of that one. It's, well, it's not the tallest building now, but right. it's 10 stories tall down on Palafox downtown.
It's the headquarters for the Illuminati, I believe.
It used to be the, I think, American National Bank building for a while. It was called Seville Tower.
Yes.
Is the informal name for it.
Right.
But it's interesting. It was like the first, at one point, it was the tallest building in Florida when it was
Holy
built.
Holy shit.
And it was the home to the first telephone exchange in Florida.
Oh, so you go down there and make a call?
No, it hooked up 31,
okay.
I'm sure, wealthy people who had telephones.
Oh, yes. That's crazy.
It was the first one there. Well,
oh, wow.
Anyway, a little
very
bit.
Interesting.
That's why I said historic. And then right. there's that whole Civil War thing.
Right.
White people again. In droves.
There's a statue to Andrew Jackson in the
Well, you
square.
Got some relations that your uncle tells that fascinating story about the baker
right.
that was the
part of the resistance
alleged,
on the wrong side.
It depends on which resistance you're talking
on the wrong side. Well, the Union Army said, hey dude, we want to take all your biscuits, and he was a baker
right.
and he told him to fuck off and they
yeah,
threw him in
Fort
jail.
Pickens was oddly enough
yes.
a Union fort
right.
down here and allegedly your great 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 whatever
right
did some spying
right on the spying on the Union for the Confederacy or the other way around?
Probably not the good
oh,
way.
Oh, not the good way. Damn it. Well, shit. You know, well, everybody's past is littered with bullshit. You know, listen, I'll don't go on Ancestry. Don't, well, it's not my past. Don't go on Ancestry.com.
Hey.
If you're a white guy, just don't do it.
Hey.
Like,
hey.
I gotta.
Stop.
Come on.
Go ahead. Keep going. I gotta wrangle
it up. I got a relative. I believe a great-great-great uncle on my mother's side, he used to perform vaudeville or
oh,
whatever.
Oh, that was your dad's side.
In blackface.
I that think was that was your dad's
my
side.
My mother's side.
I thought
Blackburn.
It was your dad's side because your mom was
wrong.
More than happy to share that was your
fake
dad's side,
no,
not
no, no.
her side.
Fake news.
Oh.
Fake news.
Really?
Wrong. Yeah, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, I think.
I swore that it was your dad's side. But anyway.
Right. I do comedy, but not in blackface, you know, because that's racist and shit.
Not yet.
Come on.
That might come back into style.
Hey, man.
It's required.
The headline over to the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
Oh, wee-wee.
Is a photograph. Ah. Well, this is kind of fun to watch. I think this is the beginning of the end, but doesn't he realize that he's now taking swipes at the people who are going to decide whether to impeach his orange ass or not?
I don't know.
Because now he's
that.
In a little moob slapping fight with Mitch McConnell.
Do you think, I don't know that this guy understands any repercussions from his actions. I think that he's purely id and he lives in the fucking moment He's always shooting from the hip.
Or something.
His big childbirthing hips.
Shooting from her something. Blood.
Oh, yes. I'm a squirter.
Trump suggests ousting Mitch McConnell if the Senate leader doesn't deliver. So Trump suggested that Mitch McConnell may be in trouble if he doesn't deliver on such top administration items as tax reform,
yes,
repeal of the ACA, and the overhaul of the nation's crumbling infrastructure.
It's the fucking GOP. What do you want? What do you want them to deliver? They don't do anything.
The orange-ish president.
Fuck you.
Was,
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Was asked.
What a dickhead.
He was asked by reporters at Bedminster, New Jersey, in the golf club.
Hello.
Whether... So they're poking him. Do you think McConnell should step aside from his leadership post?
Everybody plays this guy, even the reporters.
And Trump said, "You can ask me that you can ask me that question if McConnell fails to make sufficient progress. Ask me that later.
Ask me that later. How's he gonna fire Mitch the bitch?
Well, he can't. He says, Mitch, let's get to work and let's get it done. He also tweeted that earlier.
Right.
He took a swipe at, it was a minor Festivus today.
Yes.
Probably in between, you know, nine holes.
Right.
Or however many holes he's playing with today.
All holes filled. Today. Right. Golf, is he golfing today?
If it's not raining, he's at Bedminster. Of course he's fucking golfing.
Yes.
I am working hard.
He's cheating. He cheats at golf,
and
right?
And that Yahoo yesterday outed him. There's some guy putting it all over his Instagram. Hey, look who I just played golf with.
Right. I'd do the same thing. I don't want to play golf with you, Trump.
I'm working hard.
You're a vomit.
Mitch, 5 hours ago, get back to work and put repeal and replace, tax reform and cuts, and a great infrastructure bill on my desk for signing. You can do it.
Did he really say that?
No.
Come on.
He tweeted that 5 hours ago.
What has the GOP done in the last 20 years? It's been great. Honestly, name me one fucking thing.
10 hours ago, he tweeted, "Can you believe that Mitch McConnell, who has screamed repeal and replace for 7 years,
yes,
couldn't get it done, must repeal and replace Obamacare?
You know,
exclamation point.
I feel him on part of that. I mean, it is kind of unbelievable that you would scream and yell about wanting to redo something for 8 years, and you finally get the chance, and you didn't even do it.
Well, right. He does have a great point.
That's bananas. I mean, I don't think they should repeal and replace Obamacare. I think they should fucking fix it.
That's why they've been shown to be the... It's like... Never mind. But
what are you going to say?
I thought of an old movie reference.
Which was?
Crying Game.
Oh, yeah. When he takes his dick
well,
out.
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Come on. Everybody knows that. By the way, if you haven't seen Crying Game, get it on Amazon Prime, yeah, or Amazon.com/crabdiving. Search for Crying Game.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Did I just say it backwards?
Yeah.
Fuck
I
me.
Do it all the time, too.
Who's in that? The guy with the eye. Forrest Whitaker. Is it Forrest Whitaker that's the girl that has the dick, or he's
no,
with the girl that
no,
has the dick?
No, 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 no.
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
It was the girl character who, spoiler alert, at the end of the movie, one of the leads goes to have sexy times, and they scroll down, and there's a wanker swinging there.
Hello, wanker.
That was a big deal at the time, allegedly.
Right.
So Trump trolling Mitch McConnell, he's been angry ever since Mitch McConnell said to the Rotary Club somewhere in buttfuck Kentucky?
Oh, yeah.
The other day, Mitch
Bunch
McConnell said,
guys.
I believe the president has excessive expectations.
Basically saying he never did this before. He never had this job before. He doesn't realize how long the democratic process can take.
Oh, yes.
And then Trump is like, so after 7 years, you had 7 years to do it. Why the fuck isn't it done?
I think the president has insane expectations. I don't know if they're excessive.
Right. And how about what the people want?
Right.
Not what your party wants. The party that you...
Oh, fuck you.
...decimated and may leave...
Please.
...bloodied and all holes gaping on the side of the road.
Can you imagine, say, something horrible happens with this North Korea? I mean, all of this is kind of... sort of can be related to his antics, like the idea that he doesn't want anybody to see a piss tape he might be involved in, like someone peeing on him. I mean, it's related to this. It's all part of it, and it's bananas. It's fucking nuts.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Has the Drudge Report been taken over by Alex Jones by any chance? The headline... it's a cute little piggy.
Right.
And it says, edited piglets, human ready.
Edited, what does that mean? Oh, my God. It's Chimera?
It leads to a New York Times report
about
that says, gene editing spurs hope for transplanting pig organs into humans.
Oh, great.
Which is horrible for the pigs.
But that's good for us.
We need to work on gene editing so that you can grow your own... spleen back or whatever.
Say dick.
That'll be eventually where everything goes, but it's they're calling it a striking advance.
Hello.
That helps open the door for organ transplants from animals. Well, that's horrible.
God, could you imagine?
I have ethical problems with that.
That's your thing. You got a whole farm full of pigs. And you're like, hey, take that one's liver.
Well, right, livers, hearts, and other organs from pigs into humans.
Well, I mean.
I guess if you're one of the people that's in need of a heart,
right,
or a liver, or something else.
Well, it depends on what pig you're talking
about.
You'd
probably rather have grandma than...
Esther the Wonder Pig or grandma, which one?
Yeah. So there you go. Drudge, of course, is...
That's the headline?
Drudge is
why
painting it as, oh my God, they're... it's the evil chimera.
Pig drones.
Look at, they're editing genes.
They're cloning pigs. I'm going to have pig balls.
You know, they don't like science over there at the Drudge Report.
No.
So there you go. That's the headline over to the Drudge Report.
I like pigs, man. They're smart. They're intelligent fucking animals.
They're nice animals.
It's kind of sad to think about, you know, a bunch of animals wandering around in some fucking farm.
Right.
It's like, what are they hoping for you? I got nice, big, thick kidneys. Somebody wants them.
Right.
How horrible is that shit?
So, earlier I was a raging when I saw this story.
Boom.
Because this is, again, doesn't help the case of Republicans who are...
dickheads.
Well, yeah.
What case?
Who, I guess you try to hope that they'll come around and not want to support their orange daddy.
God, one real quick, just an overview.
Yeah.
Had 8 years to fix healthcare, couldn't do it.
Sure.
They finally got the Senate, the House, the Oval.
Yeah.
Nothing good is happening. And correct. Not only that, we're talking about nuclear war with North Korea. That's how much they suck. They suck balls.
Yay.
Not as a bat. Do that again.
Yay.
Thank you, Lori.
Please clap.
Fuck you, Jeb.
Hit the wrong button. That's
God,
the
Jeb.
Crickets happened.
Jeb Bush couldn't fucking beat Donald Trump. What a fucking loser. You're a fucking loser.
Yeah, that was really fun to watch, though.
Good. Yeah, it was.
From the sidelines. The ending result was shitty, obviously, but...
less fun.
Watching... there was something great about Ted Cruz getting his ass handed to him.
That was pretty
also,
funny. That was great.
So, I mean, I guess there's that. Anyway.
He had a humiliating run for president this time.
So there's a new poll. That is terrifying.
No.
And doesn't make me warm in the cockles for
right.
my... Republican brethren and sistren.
Right.
Because
I got cold balls.
It turns out that, I mean, you know, one of the things that Trump is strutting around saying is that he actually won the popular vote because Shillery had millions and millions of illegals that voted.
In
California.
Millions of people voted illegally.
Oh, yeah.
The evidence of this
they've
must
found,
be...
they've found already None, Ryan.
Wow, not no overwhelming evidence of a million fucking people.
I stand corrected. Didn't they find a few and they were all Trump voters? Like one woman voted in two different districts or something like that.
But this is nuts because this is more of this shit. He makes so much policy based on fucking fiction. That right. Voting fraud commission.
It's all image. Like when the transcript of his...
Glitter bomb.
The transcript of his convo with Peña Nieto.
Oui, oui.
The president of Mexico. And he was all like, look, don't say anything about not paying for the wall. You're killing me here.
Oh, my God. I forgot about those transcripts.
Yeah.
Those are hilarious.
And the same thing with the refugees. He didn't give fuck all about the refugees or helping people. Or whatever. He's like, you're making me look bad. I'm the guy that doesn't take refugees.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
So horrible.
Or stop saying that.
Well, now there's been a poll done.
Fuck you.
That really makes me just sad.
Sad.
That these people had previously identified. Now, it's not a huge sampling, but nonetheless. The survey interviewed a sample of 1,325 Americans.
Fuck you.
Respondents were recruited from the something called Qualtrics online panel who had previously reported identifying with or leaning towards one of the two major parties. Now, the saving grace is that fewer and fewer people are identifying with one of the two major parties.
Okay.
Officially, like right. A lot more people are saying I'm an independent and then they end up falling and voting Republican or Democrat anyway.
Sure.
Or Jill Stein. it's weighted to match population in terms of sex, age, race and education.
Ew, fuck you.
They focused on 650 of the respondents who identify as Republicans.
Okay.
After a series of initial questions, respondents were asked whether Trump won the popular vote.
Oh, my God. He didn't.
They were asked whether millions of illegal immigrants voted, and they were asked about how often they think voter fraud occurs.
Oh, my God. You fucking stupid dickheads.
And then they were asked a couple of really scary questions.
Yes.
If Donald Trump were to say... That right. The 2020 presidential election should be postponed.
Why?
Until the country can make sure that only eligible American citizens can vote. Would you support or oppose postponing the election? And the second question, what if both Donald Trump and the Republicans in Congress were to say the 2020 election, blah, 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 would you support or oppose postponing the election?
That's fucking bananas.
The first question of, do you believe that Donald Trump won the popular vote?
No, he didn't.
We know that he did not.
Right. Everybody knows that.
Know that he did not. But 47% of Republicans
bullshit
in this survey say that he did.
God, if you're a GOP person, please have a moment of self-awareness and know that you're stupid. Find a progressive person. Give him your vote.
Did millions of illegal immigrants vote?
No.
68% of Republicans in this survey believe that millions of illegal immigrants voted.
You know, dude, the problem with this shit is that we have a president that is saying all this shit.
And
so
a couple of state-run media... propaganda outlets
like
let's
Breitbart.
Call them Breitbart and Fox News.
Alex Jones, maybe.
I don't know how Ducey can talk through all the Trump jizz in his throat.
Well, he practices. Hello,
everybody. Steve Ducey here.
He gets Brian Kilmeade to fire off a couple of ropes in his yap every Saturday.
Oh, Brian Kilmeade was way into Trump's fire and fury, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did you see? I got to find this story.
What is wrong with these people, these idiot white people?
There's a theory out there that that Bannon came up with the term fire and fury from a World of Warcraft quest.
Fuck off.
And Bannon used to play Warcraft or something like that. I don't know.
We got
to
ban that game.
I got to look that up.
Banning World of Warcraft. Listen, we might. You telling me we're going to have World War III because of some fucking video game, kind of?
Now, 73% of Republicans in this poll.
God, that's insane.
Believe that fraud happens somewhat or very often, which, again, there is no evidence of this.
I'm okay, fine. I'm still gobsmacked by that last fucking thing you said. But
well,
this
here's
is
the worst
nuts.
One. Would you support postponing the 2020 election if Trump said, we're going to postpone it until we can figure out what the hell is going on?
Can we make it happen sooner?
52%.
Do you know what's
of
wrong?
Republicans polled. Our un-American fuckwad scum.
You know, if you want to make our elections better, we get rid of these GOP fuckers. Because those guys pass legislation that suppress the vote. And then
we got to win in 2018 and get everything
Schittler,
back. We got to get the House and the Senate.
You know, Schittler.
And then impeach away.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of nerve, this Trump, bitching about the fucking election. That he should love our system. He won, but he lost. He should love it. And
oh,
on top of that, if anybody bastardized it,
he hated
it was
it before.
You dickhead.
He hated it because remember there was an early report that Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes.
There might be a tie or something between him and, was it McCain? And
or Romney
and one of the two, I forget
right.
which one, but Trump
white.
Trump said, or that it might go the way of Obama wins the electoral college but loses the popular vote. That must have been against Romney,
right?
And Trump is like, "What is with this stupid electoral college bullshit? This is un-American. Get rid of that fucking thing." He said, "This is." Then, of course, now he's like, I love the Electoral College.
Oh, hell yeah,
that's
you
the
love
best
it.
System ever.
It's why you won. God, you know what? The thing that's wrong with our elections is Trump. I mean, supposedly Putin influenced the elections. They were colluding with the Russians. And now he's trying to investigate what is wrong with our fucking elections.
52%
that's
of Republicans.
As Alanis Morissette would say,
the election.
Isn't it fucking ironic? Well, it's ironic.
Yeah, well, yeah. But who's surprised?
There
was that tweet. I even forget who tweeted it earlier, but the person that tweeted, look, don't this is not normal. Oh, it was Evan McMullen, who ran for president as a Republican in Utah. Remember, he was trying to run as a sane anti-Trump.
God, that guy
almost won Utah.
Right.
Almost fucked up Trump's chances. But Evan McMullen tweeted, please be reminded that grand juries and FBI investigations are not the norm.
Unless.
Don't start thinking this is normal. It's not.
But the Trumplos would say, it's a deep state. It's a deep state.
Right.
It's a deep state pulling the strings. From behind the curtain. Let me mix some more fucking metaphors.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
That guy, Paul LePage.
Paul LePage.
A premier buffoon of America.
He is.
He's such a loon.
Really a fuck weasel.
A fuck weasel. Mr. Fuck Weasel.
On the Twitter, by the way, what we're dealing with, the mind. Set mind in air quotes.
Yes.
Cause they don't have minds.
The mindless set.
This was a writer for Breitbart News.
They write. They don't still scribble with crayons.
By the name of John Carney at Carney on the Twitter.
Yes.
And he is now, at first, he was quite outraged, Ryan.
Yes.
Over the fact that there's a new Vogue cover.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Vogue magazine out on the Instagash and on the Facebook.
Right.
September issue has arrived. Okay. Hashtag Annie Leibovitz, famous photographer.
Sure.
Photographed Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
For one of her four covers in honor of the 125th anniversary. See all four in the link in the bio, blah, blah, blah. Pick up your copy of the magazine at Amazon. Oh, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Order your Vogue.
We get paid.
Order all four of them. You get you get all four covers.
Jennifer Lawrence, the chick from The Hunger Games, correct?
Jennifer Lawrence, right.
Okay.
J-Law.
Is that what they call her?
Well, yeah, she can't be J-Lo.
They call her J-Law for real?
I've seen it.
Oh, my God. We have a shit culture.
J-Law,
baby.
So she... The picture that they posted is of Jennifer Lawrence wearing a long red evening gown.
Yes.
Leaning up against. She's obviously on a seagoing vessel of some sort.
Right.
And she's leaning up against the rail.
Okay.
And in the background, she's obviously in New York.
Okay.
Slash Jersey.
Right.
Waters. Yes. Because in the background is the Statue of Liberty.
Sure.
It's a great picture. Annie Leibovitz is pretty good at what she does.
Taking pictures and
shit like
that.
It's a great picture.
Right.
John Carney of Breitbart tweeted that picture and said, we're going to have to create a full MAGA, Make America Great Again, shadow cultural industry because the opposition media can't even do fashion without attacking us.
What did Annie Leibovitz say about the Statue of Liberty?
There's no comment.
She let me understand this. She took a picture of Jennifer Lawrence, J-Law, and in the background, there happens to be the Statue of fucking Liberty.
It's a great picture.
And this twant, this dink over at fucking Breitbart,
right,
lost his sack.
Well, yeah, and being raked over the coals.
God.
Social media. And instead, in typical Breitbartian white cuntitude fashion... refuses to admit that okay, maybe I was being a little silly.
Right.
Maybe I overreacted. People have been calling him out on it, laughing.
Yes.
You know, oh, who's the snowflake? Who gets triggered by a picture of with the fucking statue in the background? And then they're tweeting pictures that Breitbart has shared.
With the Statue of Liberty.
Make America Great with the Statue of Liberty and shit.
But don't you think this idiot was like, hey, look, here's a Hollywood elite liberal probably making a comment on the Statue of Liberty and then, you know.
Well, and
he's an idiot.
And given what the lovely, cuddly Stephen Miller said the other day, you know, that just so you know, that poem was added later, Ryan, and I am personally and appalled. That you would, even though I say Britain instead of Britain.
Britain.
I am personally appalled that your cosmopolitan attitudes, Ryan, would...
The thing about these racists and these Nazi types, on some level, I mean, they might know a lot about, like Steve Bannon, I'm sure knows a lot about the end of the world, whatever he thinks, all these conspiracies.
Apocalypse bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But on some level, he's stupid, right? Because if he's a racist, that's not a sign of intelligence.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of, he's got to be a dullard. Like, Stephen Miller is a fucking dullard. I don't give a fuck.
An asshole.
And this guy at Breitbart is probably a fucking dullard. Or maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's friends with either Anna Faris or Chris Pratt because the press is blaming J-Law for breaking up their relationship or whatever.
So he's tried to... He's now attacking, saying, first he was joking, he wasn't.
Right.
Now he's saying he was joking and that liberals have no sense of humor.
Fuck you. No. Republicans have no sense of fucking humor. Eat a dick.
Here he tweeted, the reaction by leftists to my criticism of Vogue's cover is all the proof you need about its political content. So he's saying, look, they're making fun of me for what I said. It's proof that that's what they meant.
But you know what people do? Funny people do? They make fun of stupid people.
And it's not. How is that proof?
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
You get triggered by a picture with the fucking Statue of Liberty in the background, you ass fuck snowflake.
Yeah, how is this guy... I mean, he's a writer for, you know...
In quotes.
A popular website.
He writes, so yeah, he is
right. I mean, he's got to know how to put a sentence together. He's got to be able to look at something and and comprehend meaning. And
if you want the next tweet, if you want the Statue of Liberty to be a nonpartisan symbol of America, don't make her central to your case against immigration reform.
She's a white chick.
She's angry that the us lefty commies,
yes,
just like the scissorers and the homos, the sodomy based marriageites, have corrupted the rainbow. So have the leftists corrupted the image of the Statue of Liberty into an anti, into making fun of the anti-immigration.
But it's
people.
Way in the background. I saw it. It's like,
it's this guy, if he just says,
it's not
all he has to do is say, all right, yeah, whatever. You know, maybe I got a little out of hand, but here's, but no, every single fucking tweet is defiant. The weaponization of the Statue of Liberty is a figment of my imagination. Oh, right. And then he pulls all these pictures of memes with the Statue of Liberty about immigration.
He says the weaponization of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
What a dickhead.
The humorlessness of the left. We aren't allowed to be snarky about their sacred objects.
Right.
It's the Statue of Liberty. It's the country's sacred object.
And also, it's not like the people on the right aren't allowed to be funny. They just aren't funny. You know, because like this guy's like, it was a joke. Okay, where's the funny part about that?
Then
your comment, how's that funny?
The Anne Marie Lipinski, head of Harvard's journalism school.
Yes.
She tweeted, my daughter at age 2 asked to be the Statue of Liberty for Halloween. Evil toddler subversive. And then in quotes, they're sacred objects. She's like, what right. the fuck? And he retweeted her and goes, proves my point.
What?
Look at the libtards, Ryan. Look at the libtards getting all triggered over my being triggered.
Yeah.
God, these people are such
Nobody's
scumbags.
Triggered.
And such butthurt little tiny.
Yes.
Bald little
Absolutely.
Weenies. I mean, God,
it's not like you're triggered, but
right.
when somebody says something that it's incredibly stupid, and also, I don't know, it's just there's a lot of dumbass GOP fuckers right now. And you know what? When you guys say something stupid, people are going to jump all over you, and rightly fucking so.
2 hours ago, he's still going at it. If I'd have known how awesomely folks would be triggered by Statue of Liberty stuff, I'd have put this on my Twitter days ago. Nah. It's just a picture of Statue of Liberty.
We're not triggered.
He's funny.
Yeah.
Look at him being funny and snarky, Ryan. God. We libtards can't handle it when they're being funny.
Shit. They can't handle it.
They're really... It's just a subgroup of subhumans, these angry
right.
white cunts.
Let me ask you something.
That's the only way I can describe it.
I think that's great. I think that's fitting. What I don't understand is how these angry white cunts, the master race, how are they so sensitive? What is the big
right.
deal?
And their king is in the fucking White House.
My God.
There's nobody more whiny and bitchy and pissy. Than Donald Trump.
Listen, these fucking idiots, these GOP idiots, it's the war on white people they're trying to act like is a thing.
Right.
It's not a war on white people, dumbass. You're right. They're in the president. You've got the presidency.
White privilege may be waning.
Right. But is it?
As it should.
I don't know.
Well, no, because they're battling back, but...
It's not waning. It's just people are talking right. about it. I mean... God, I hate these people. I just fucking can't stand it.
One person tweeted, just let's be clear here. The Statue of Liberty is now a microaggression against conservatives? Question mark.
Well.
This guy says, hilarious. Triggered by the Statue of Liberty. Makes sense.
You know who's triggered by the Statue of Liberty? Read that poem. The GOP's triggered by the Statue of Liberty. They don't want the huddled right. masses to come in and the poor and you're hungry. They want the white skilled labor to come in. They can speak perfect fucking English.
Jason.
Yes.
Jason Kirk. He's an editor over at SB Nation.
Right.
Tweeted, hey, buddy, when you perceive the Statue of Liberty as an attack on your ideas, maybe it's your ideas that are bad.
Yeah. I love that. Hey, buddy.
But
yes,
true.
Stupid.
Wait a second. Suddenly the Statue of Liberty is an attack. And actually, I think we retweeted something that was great the other day.
Hey, buddy.
Somebody write down the poem for the Statue of Liberty so we can let the apes know that it was put there later. Something like that. I retweeted that.
Oh, God, that's funny.
For the win.
That's a Planet of the Apes reference. Yeah. For those of you who don't fucking know. God damn.
But that's just the mindset of these assholes that are in the White House.
But the Statue of Liberty is in opposition to how these people feel.
It is.
A beacon of help, light, inspiration.
Right.
I mean, these guys are definitely not that. Ugh.
The vast majority of all these entitled white fucks had immigrants as their ancestors.
Absolutely.
Well, they all did.
Yeah.
Technically.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, ridiculous. This guy says, I'm looking forward to the MAGA-friendly radio edit of Toby Keith's Red, White, and Blue, where the Statue of Liberty deports herself.
Oh, okay. Oh, a self-deport?
Yeah.
Deportation?
This person says, wait, you need a safe space from the Statue of Liberty? Question mark. And again, this little cunt weasel.
Yes.
To continue the weasel theme.
Right.
Is just double. Look at how I've triggered all these. Oh, I can't believe. Look at how they're coming at me. See? Proves my point.
Right. They're
such horrible.
They're stupid.
Little subhumans.
They're just fucking idiots. What is the Statue of Liberty? I have a question then.
Yeah.
What does the Statue of Liberty mean to that dickhead at Breitbart or to Stephen Miller or to Bannon?
It's just a stupid statue.
Oh, yeah.
Those frogs gave it to us in the first place.
If it's a stupid fucking statue that doesn't fucking mean anything, then why the fuck is it an iconic image of America? You know, why do people take tours? Why do people travel from all over to fucking take a picture of the fucking thing? And this is just in the background. It's not the center of the picture. I'm sure it's J-Law. J-Law.
Right? Also,
yes,
in the news,
I mean, it's Teen Vogue.
Yeah.
God.
What? Teen Vogue.
I'm just saying it's on.
Oh, it's regular Vogue.
It's not Teen Vogue.
It's probably all. It's their anniversary. So she did four different covers.
God,
so.
It's a great. I'm looking at the picture. It's a great
amazing
picture. She's in a red dress.
And it's not about the Statue of Liberty, and it's not a fuck you. And then some of the people involved in taking the pictures responded to this little drizzle and said, we shot this months ago. And then he responded, oh, yeah, when did you pick which was going to be on the cover? And they said,
oh, my God.
And they said, months ago. This kind. Do you know how this works? This is the Vogue comes out once a month, sweetheart.
No, he doesn't know how shit works because he works at a little shit box named Breitbart.
They're horrible, idiots. And they can't be wrong. They can't be challenged. Who does this little fuck think he is? This little Breitbart writer. I mean, really? How dare anyone challenge me? I'm an entitled, educated white guy.
God, what a dickhead.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not even, I don't even know what is remotely edgy about this picture. I mean, you know.
Thunder going on here as well.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. God is upset at Florida.
Right.
Crab diving's moved to the panhandle. We shall
smite
it.
There's a disturbance in the Jesus force.
There's a disturbance in the force. God, that's insane. Shit.
Oh, God. Well, we've got Trump saying something else.
Awesome. He tweeted it. He twatted.
Trump told his reporters.
Yes.
Some reporters at the golf club, of course, in Bedminster.
How the fuck do you nearly start World War III and you're like, tee him up, motherfuckers. I got to go knock some balls.
I don't know about how it was brought up.
Yes.
But he, in reference to his BFF, Vlad,
ooh.
Uncle Nipples.
Sweak him.
Who kicked out, you know, like 100, 700, was it? Hundreds of our diplomats.
Right.
In response to the sanctions that Trump didn't want to sign, but did.
Right.
I'm so sorry, Vlad.
What's his friend? They hang out, rub each other down, oil up.
He said, I want to thank him
because we're trying to cut down our payroll. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm very thankful he let go of a large number of people. There's no real reason for them to go back.
What the fuck? Wait a second. So these people that got let go,
Uncle Nipples.
What are they going to do for money?
For kicking them out of the country. 755 of the 1,200 embassy and consulate staff.
Now
they get
paid a wage, correct, to work at our embassy in Russia. And Vlad kicked them out. And so now they don't have a fucking job. And then Trump says, good.
Oh, good.
What in the fucking fuck?
It says many of those affected will be local Russians, too.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
It's unclear if Trump was joking. You know, that's what they'll come out with, of course.
The GOP.
He was joking.
God, if you've got a conservative friend, and just sit him down. And I don't know how you do this, but tell him in love, in the spirit of love and caring, tell them that their sense of humor is for shit. And, you know.
Fuck you!
Right. Just tell them that.
Oh, that's their response. I'm saying, okay.
I'm going to shoot you.
Nicholas Burns, former State Department, third ranking official.
Yes.
Referred to Trump's comments as grotesque. Quote,
oh, yes.
If he was joking, he should know better. If he wasn't, it's unprecedented. A president has never defended the expulsion of our diplomats.
Unprecedented.
And I think that's the first thing he said about it since it happened.
I'm glad they lost their jobs. That's bananas. What an idiot.
His first substantive reaction to Putin's move. So the first time he's really talked about it.
God damn it. You know, I put a picture up on crab diving, Putin getting stared down by Obama. Man, you remember that picture?
Yeah.
Those were the days, right? You remember the good old days?
When we had a grown-up? God,
not only a grown-up, an inspiring grown-up. Oh, it makes me so sad. He was such a... I like Barack Obama. What the fuck?
Trump also said he's not given any thought to the possibility of firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Who?
Bullshit.
Who are you talking about? What? I'm busy. I'm sorry. I'm busy saving the universe from the sand trap. Right. On the 9th.
He's doing the opposite of saving the fucking universe. Right. He's killing the fucking universe.
He also said he was surprised by the FBI raid last month on former campaign manager Paul Manafort.
Right.
Interesting. Adding that it sent a strong signal. What does that mean?
Holy fuck.
That sends a strong signal.
I mean,
you know, I think you shit your giant drawers.
Absolutely.
When you got that call.
Strong signal. You need some diapers.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you know, also Trump might have a bunch of shit that he just says to, like, strong signal.
Fire and fury.
You know, right.
Can I say fire and fury again? Let me say it again.
He's just got a... Steve Bannon gave him a list of 47 phrases he could say in response to anything. And he just picked
that
one.
I still think it's a couple of strippers that he met.
I think you're fucking right, too.
Thanks, fire and fury.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been... We're going to
use the double-headed... go ahead.
We're going to hit you with sapphire and...
maybe fire and fury were the ones that did the old golden arches at...
oh, really?
In Russia.
Yeah.
How do you say fire and fury in Russian?
Kate, could you give Vlad a call and see what's up with those P tapes? We really need those because Jesus Christ.
So gross.
We need those. We need whatever helps get this guy gone. We need it. We need a tape of him sucking a dick at a truck stop. Kate!
That might do it.
That would do it!
I don't think the P tape would.
Yeah, but at least it'll be fun.
Oh, sure.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Especially if they have audio. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? What do you think he says when two prostitutes are peeing on each other in front of him, which is, I believe, how it went down in the dossier, correct?
I don't necessarily know that he was peed upon.
No, he watched the two chicks pee on each other, right?
I think that might have been the...
I hope there's audio. What do you think he says?
Yes, it's great.
It's great.
But you know, one of the stories behind that is that that it was the room that, you know, he's got this obsession with Obama, and that was the same room that Obama stayed in.
Oh, God.
So it's almost like he might have said, pee on the bed where that Negro was.
I mean, hold on a second.
Yes.
Did he get peed on in that room after Obama was there or before?
After.
Okay. Oh, that's weird. And right? We talked about this before, the whole logistics of him doing this with these two strippers. I mean, to me, it's odd. Wouldn't you want to just, okay, I'm going to have two strippers in my room and they're going to pee on each other. I'm going to need another. Yeah, well, I'm going to need another room. After that goes down.
Well, yeah. Well, right.
You know?
Unless they, you know, put plastic down and cleaned up really well.
I don't want to be in there. Unless, I mean, maybe he's into it. Oh, my God.
But there's also a story came out
yes.
a day or two ago about how some of the diplomats
yes.
out there
right.
view Trump. They think he's an idiot.
Well, yeah, he
I
is.
Mean, they really think he's a moron. And oh, I thought I had
he's
it.
A two-minute guy, right?
But there was one that...
You got to explain shit to him in 2 minutes or less.
Japanese. Yeah, that. And yes. one of the Japanese
Konnichiwa.
Diplomats
right.
said that Trump is obsessed with Obama. That when they're in negotiations and shit, or when they were talking and they would bring something up, that he would literally say, did Obama like that? And if they say yes, he would say, well, then I don't.
Oh, my God. Well,
I mean, that's what we're dealing with him now. We're dealing
insane.
With lunatics, angry white guys, and then right. a dummy in the White House.
Oh, my God, man. It's just bananas. What is going to happen when this guy gets impeached? This country's going to go berserk.
Well, yeah, that's what some of the Trumpanzees are saying, that that's when it's going to be the Civil War.
Right.
That'll be your civil war. And, I see sane people responding like, hey, if he gets removed from office, it'll be legally. It's a deep state. It's Obama.
Oh, my
interviews with
God.
Six top officials paint a picture of a president who is regarded even by allies as erratic and limited.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's being nice. This is diplomatic speak.
What a nightmare. So, like, what kind of...
Six top European government officials who had firsthand dealings...
Yes.
...with our embarrassment in chief...
Boo.
...with BuzzFeed...
Right.
...described a president regarded as by allies as arrogant and limited, and
okay.
whose perceived shortcomings
right.
are compounded by the ongoing chaos in the White House.
Oh. Ongoing.
Yes.
I mean,
quote, one of
yes.
them, Trump could send a tweet in the middle of the night pissing off Kim Jong-un, and the next morning we wake up to a world on the brink of war.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole theory with him getting elected to president is like Mike Pence was going to focus on foreign policy and Mike Pence was going to focus on domestic policy. But it looks like that doesn't really happen. It looks like people...
Well, it might be happening. It's just that
he's
fucking everything up when he tweets and talks.
Right.
Look at the transgender ban. Nobody knew about that. I consulted with all my top generals.
No, you didn't.
And then they're like, what are you talking about? We don't know anything about this.
Maybe he thought he did. Maybe he's on LSD.
I said he's Snapchatting with Flynn still.
Snapchatting?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Do you think they're on there and they put like little deer
sure.
ears and like fucking...
Look, I'm using the little kitty ears.
Do you like my whiskers?
Do the skunk. It's funny.
Pee on me. Pee on me.
On one level, the officials say, this is from BuzzFeed, Trump is something of a laughingstock among Europeans at international gatherings. They just laugh at him. At the G20, you could even tell. Remember, there was something he was talking or giving a speech or something, and there was another picture of all these European officials, and some of them were in the background, like with
right.
their hands over their mouths,
yes.
whispering to each other and going...
That's what it's come to.
Oh, my God. But they don't give a fuck.
One diplomat revealed that a small group of them play a version of word bingo whenever Trump speaks, because they consider his vocabulary to be so limited. Great. Very, very great. Amazing.
No, no, no. Is very, very one bingo?
Probably.
This guy can't say they do word bingo and then not share the fucking bingo card with America. I want to see that fucking card.
But as funny as he is, they say there's growing fear among international governments.
Yes.
That Trump is a serious threat to international peace and stability.
What? Of course he is, you fuckstick. Is this person being serious? There's a growing fear?
One diplomat said he has no historical view. He is only dealing with these issues now and seems to think the world started when he took office.
He doesn't know jack fucking shit. That's what that means.
Another one said he thinks NATO existed only to keep the communists out of Europe.
Doesn't NATO exist so we don't have nuclear war, so we don't have fucking war, so we have fucking peace? Isn't that part of it? Isn't that all of it?
He has a similar attitude in Asia Pacific with Japan, ignoring that the U.S. basically wrote their constitution.
God. What the fuck, man?
They also believe, this is what we talked about earlier, Trump's foreign policy is chiefly driven by an obsession with unraveling Barack Obama's policies.
Oh, my God.
One diplomat said it's his only real position. He will ask, quote, did Obama approve this? And if the answer is affirmative, he will say, we don't.
Oh, my God.
He won't even want to listen to arguments or have a debate. He is obsessed with Obama. This is somebody that has dealt with him already.
See, the fucking disturbing thing about that is, and we've talked about this a lot, this North Korea shit, it seems like the way Obama was dealing with it is just about the only way you can fucking deal with it. Right? I mean, you just got to convince this guy that nobody does anything, there'll be no nuclear war, and hopefully one day the great leader will croak, and the next guy that comes behind him will be more reasonable. To me, that's the only fucking hope. I don't know what he's doing now.
Another one said it's proved impossible to discuss serious international issues such as Libya with Trump.
He doesn't know Libya. He probably thinks Libya is a state in the Pacific North fucking West.
And 7 months into the presidency, European officials say they are still struggling to figure out who else they can engage with in the administration.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Is your dad there? Is your mom home? Don, can we talk to somebody? Is Ivanka around? Right. Can we at least talk to somebody with a brain?
Donald, where's Libya?
Texas.
Is she my maid?
Is she my maid? Oh, God. Talk to Scott Baio. That's probably a good call, right? They hang out. Alex Jones.
They said meetings between their respective bosses, the heads of these other countries, and Trump are basically useless. Quote, Trump just bombed us with questions. How many people do you have? What's your GDP? How much oil does it produce? How many barrels a day? How much is yours? He's not the kind of person you can have a discussion about how to deal with the prime minister of Libya, for example. Shoot,
great. And you know what? He's the president of the motherfucking United States. You can't ask him a question.
A number of European officials compared Trump with Italian former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi,
yay,
he of the Bunga Bunga parties.
Great. What? He had a secret cave. He had a secret pussy cave he drove a boat into, Berlusconi.
But they say the similarities end at their inappropriate jokes during meetings.
What does that mean?
That Trump makes dirty jokes during inappropriate jokes during their meetings, and Berlusconi did too. But that's where the similarity ends, quote, well, Berlusconi wasn't ignorant.
Oh, shit.
And behind him, he had officials and a whole government structure that you could engage with.
All right.
They're saying they don't know who they can go to because everybody's nuts.
And everybody's warring with each other. And the other thing is, like, who do you go to? For real, I mean, that shit could just, someone could be telling Russia what you're telling that person. You don't know who in the White House is in bed with the Putin. We don't know. We don't fucking know.
So there you go. That's what our embarrassment in chief is looked at.
God damn it.
How he is looked upon among people who have been dealing with him on an international diplomatic level.
You know, like when you go to a bar and that crazy fucking drunk person walks in and you're like, oh, God, you kind of just, you know, you can, you're still there. You
the
hang
bad
out.
Bad dog at the dog park.
Yeah. You just keep a half an eye on this motherfucker because you don't know when he's going to start breaking bottles. That's us.
Right.
That's us, man. You can't talk to anybody in our administration. Are you going to talk to somebody in the Congress or the Senate? I mean, really, who is in charge of this fucking country? Everybody's nuts. The generals.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D, or anytime. C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here, help screaming liberal media continue.
Fuck you!
Go buy shit on the internet through our Amazon link, which is crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a nibble, little taste, doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid!
I'm listening to the Thunder here. I'm still getting used to the whole storm thing after.
Right.
Holy shit, 16 years I was in Los Angeles? Yeah.
That's right.
For a long time.
You made it out of there just in time before the bombs start falling.
Before Kim Jong-un.
I read this whole thing about like how you, if you actually survive the initial blast and you aren't blinded by the flash of white.
This is not like a porn thing.
It's either.
You survived the blast and you're not blinded.
These directions are interchangeable.
Little pink eye.
Right. I mean, you know, it's pretty disturbing. You're supposed to get indoors inside a brick shelter. And then you're supposed to wash off, but not like scrub, just dab. And then anything that was touching your body, if you were outside, you're supposed to put all that shit in a plastic bag or something and throw it away, get rid of it. And then...
Well, how do you kill yourself then?
I don't
quickly
know.
Quickly and painlessly because...
You're fucked.
The world is going to be pretty shitty.
Well, that's going to be... That'll,
if you have fallout...
Right.
It ain't great.
There's going to be people begging, so please shoot me, shoot me.
I usually again talk about Faithless Friday, saving shit for Faithless Friday, but
there'll be stuff. These
damn preachers are just sticking their noses in the political process.
Thank you.
And creepily deifying fucking Trump.
Oh, wait a second, negative nanny, ninny, nanny. You're saying that when the preachers stick their dick into the old political orgy, it makes things worse?
Yes. Whatever. We talked yesterday about that asshole Robert Jeffress,
yes,
who basically is whose buds with Trump has been in and out of the White House multiple times.
Ooh, God.
On Trump's evangelical council, which I still want to look into.
Why is
there an evangelical council? Where's the atheist council?
And where's the Muslim council?
Can we sue?
Where's the Hindu council?
I'll put my name on a lawsuit for Trump to say against the administration, and say where's the atheist?
Where's the satanic council?
I have standing.
Right. I'm a dudist.
That Robert Jeffress said, oh, God's totally cool with you killing Kim Jong-un. That's what we talked about yesterday.
Great. That helps, dickhead.
There are a number of good preachers out there. I mean, there is a lot of outrage expressed. I do see it from Christians.
Yes.
Christianists, Christians, whatever.
Thank you.
Who are anti-Trump.
Yes. And they all should be, really.
And they think that all of these preachers that support him are heretics.
Yes.
And hoas.
Well, they are.
Who have... totally thrown out exactly what their Jesus character dude said to do.
Okay.
And have kind of embraced the polar opposite.
Right.
Feed the poor. Fuck the poor. Turn the other cheek. Fuck it. Oh, preemptive strike.
God. That's so fucked up. I can't even believe that we're going to even consider preemption after Iraq.
Well, yeah, and there's nothing...
For no reason.
Yeah, and we don't
based
know...
Based on zero.
And Lindsey Graham's all way into it, though.
God, Lindsey, calm the fuck down, you fucking idiot.
So, we've played some of these evangelicals, these goddamn dominionists who are trying to usher in the end times, or let's say they're trying to make money off of the pretending the end times are being ushered in.
God damn.
Yay.
And
thanks, Lori.
Well, that's who we've got now.
Are you kidding?
They're calling him End Times Prepper Pastor.
God damn, dude. We're not. It's not even Faithless Friday, and you're telling me there's a Jim Baker clip?
Well, I can't sit on a Jim Baker
clip. That's awesome. I'm excited.
Mainly because of Lori in the background. But it also ties in with this fucking this bullshit that they're slinging.
Yes.
About Trump being anointed by the Lord. About Trump being chosen by God.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up.
And
there's nothing Christ-like about this dickhead.
How creepy. Right.
I mean, there's nothing remotely evangelical about him.
Grab him by the pussy.
Right.
Jim Baker's like, hey, I did.
Where's that in the Bible?
Jessica Hahn, who cares?
What book of the Bible tells me to grab a chick by the pussy and then start kissing her and put some gum in my mouth so I don't gross her out with my breath? That's
so
fucked up.
Here's some creepy Christian filleting.
Fuck you.
Of Donald Trump from Jim Baker.
America is God's anointed nation.
Which, first of all, is where citations
please. Everybody knows that. God likes America more than any other country, dummy.
Hasn't Jesus-y shit been around for, I don't know, let's call it 2,000 years?
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
All of a sudden, America...
Right.
Is the epitome of what God wants.
Wouldn't
America is God's country.
Wouldn't it be a country in the Middle East? That's where he's from.
What about
Africa?
Italy? Italy's Jesus-y as fuck.
They got the Vatican over there.
Right.
Is God's anointed nation. Right. Just as Israel.
They're all putting their forks down and their spoons from all their Jim Baker food.
I don't think you can eat that shit with a fork or a spoon. I think you have to use a big fat straw, suck all that chunky.
Well, they're adjusting their cannulas then and their drill cups.
Do they eat that actual food there in the studio?
Yeah.
That's part of the thing, right?
I think so.
God.
Just as Israel is God's land. When
now he's trying to think, wait a minute, how do I justify this?
Yeah, because Israel is God's chosen people, right? How is America?
Maybe America's like God's summer home.
And really, why bother explaining?
Weekend
it?
House or something.
But he's
where
got
God goes hunting.
God goes hunting
on the
really?
Weekends. Sure,
God's got a hunting lodge.
God's land. When Israel was being rebuilt by God's hand, the people were still being thrown out. The Jewish peoples are being thrown out from all over the world. And where did they...
By God's hand?
Yeah, it's weird. He says it twice.
Wasn't there a little deal where a bunch of countries got together and created Israel after World War II?
Yeah, but they used God's hand.
Oh, I
God
see.
God works in mysterious ways.
I see.
Still being thrown out. The Jewish peoples are being thrown out from all over the world. And where did they go to? At least half of them and more came to the United States of America. And they others.
Where's he going with this?
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I'd like to see citations. But
he doesn't have to give citations. Do you know why? His fan base is sitting in a studio in the theater, wherever the fuck he is. And he's serving them rehydrated fucking potato soup that tastes like garbage.
Right.
And they're clapping for him. They're actually
they love him.
Clapping for him.
They love him.
Yeah, he can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Or they just got served some like potato soup or something and they're applauding for how great it is.
Oh yeah. Maybe they're in a food coma.
Home to Israel, and they're still going home to Israel. But people didn't realize that when we sing God bless America. God bless America. And
wow, he's quite
Jesus
the wordsmith, isn't
fucking
he?
Fucking Christ.
It's those who have the anointing and the blessing, even God's chosen people, God has judged them over and over again when they turn their backs on God. America is in deep trouble. It's in deep trouble, people.
Buy my food.
Right, please.
I was in the White House a few hours ago.
What?
And one of the things I thanked.
This must have been the day that that he was in the fucking White House.
Oh my God.
With all the others. He's showing a picture right now of himself, Lori, his wife.
Yes.
And Anne Graham Lott, Billy Graham's crotch spawn.
Oh my God.
Who makes
God.
Billy Graham look like a wonderfully caring, loving human being.
Let me ask you something.
She's heinous.
Oh, yeah.
Anti-LGBT.
Right.
Anti-Muslim. She's a horrible, disgusting human.
They went to the White House, and in that same day, they're recording a fucking episode of this fucking show.
I guess.
How old is Jim Baker, man? He really...
Yeah, he's 70s,
gets around.
Right?
Jeez. Good for you, Jim, I guess.
The president for and the staff of the White House and the president for what he did. And I told him, I said, you know, lately, almost every day I've been running on the show, the president statement. Let me run it for you. Please run that right now.
And above all else, we know this. In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
We are. And that's what's going to save America. We need a Supreme Court that will honor God.
Creepy.
Oh, my God.
They've kind of got one in Iran.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They've got all their courts.
Right, dude. Move to Iran, you dickhead.
We need courts that will say, we will not murder our babies.
Ugh.
We've murdered 50 million babies, and we're proud of it. And there's warfare. We have millions of women literally marching in the streets so they can murder their unborn babies.
Oh, my fucking God.
Remember when he went to the... he and Lori went to the March on Washington, and they were talking about, all look so hollow and unhappy.
they actually said they looked unhealthy.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Right, unhealthy.
Good God.
So they can murder their unborn babies.
Brother.
There's something wrong, people. And the church has to wake up.
Oh, my God.
Because we're in a serious time.
There you go.
Oh, God. That's fucking hilarious, man.
Turning back to God and Trump are what's going to save America.
Right. Oh, my God. Nobody's saving this country. Nobody's saving us right now. My God, you can't even call anybody. If you're another country and you need something from us, a fucking superpower, what do you do?
I mean,
you can't reach out to the adults, to
right.
the Democrats, because is there any Democrat that has, like, any connections with the White House? Is there anybody that can back channel something? Is there any sane person in the White House, like, you could talk to?
Kelly, allegedly.
Kelly.
But then he...
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly, yeah.
General
Kelly. But he obviously can't control Trump because Trump's tweeting away. And saying shit about fucking Kim Jong-un.
Do you think anybody's had the conversation with Donald, says, hey, listen, man, this fucking Twitter shit is killing your presidency. It's killing the country. You got to stop tweeting. Do you remember Barack Hussein Obama tweeting so much?
No.
Fuck no. Then don't do it.
Holy
but nobody
shit.
Can tell him that.
Breaking news. CNN is cutting ties with Jeffrey Lord. I've never even played any of his clips because he's so craven.
Is he a commentator?
He's a Trump sucking dickwad that's been on CNN. Every time he's on, Twitter lights up with, oh my God, get him off the screen.
No, oh,
he's
my
one
God.
Of these that's like, well, Trump can do no wrong.
No.
Trump, this is the lamestream media. This is the deep state going after Mr. Trump and all this
is
shit.
Is this and CNN puts this guy on in an effort to sound partisan or nonpartisan? Just to tell both sides of an unequal story. Okay.
CNN severed ties with Jeffrey Lord Thursday, hours after he ignited controversy.
Ooh, wee.
By tweeting the word Sieg Heil.
Oh, God.
To a prominent liberal activist.
Who the fuck knows how to spell that? Who knows how to spell Sieg Heil? I guess if you're a big fat fucking Nazi, you might.
CNN spokesman said Nazi salutes are indefensible. Jeffrey Lord is no longer with the network.
He tweeted out Sieg Heil.
He said his tweet was misunderstood.
I
said he was mocking fascists, not acting like one.
you know, this is, again, these conservative dick faces being funny. What a fucking nightmare.
But so there you go. I'm sure the many, many, many people. In fact, it's trending number one on Twitter right now. Jeffrey Lord. Everyone's thrilled that that fucker's gone.
Fuck you, man.
Uh-oh. Trump's going to be upset.
Oh, really?
CNN failing fake news. Get rid of the one voice that loves me.
Oh, shit, man.
They'll find another one, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
One of the assholes from the administration, maybe.
God. You just don't need, like, if one side of the story is racist and hateful, you don't really need to present that as an equal side. Right?
Correct.
I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, on Fox you do.
Oh, yeah, okay. If you're a racist.
I don't know if you've been following this bizarre story out of Cuba.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, and then the toady from the State Department that they hired, some Trumpanzee, she's horrible, trying to dodge the answers and obfuscate what's going on here. So apparently... some American diplomats in Havana,
yes,
have suffered severe hearing loss.
Oh my God!
Which they are attributing to some kind of attack,
right?
Some kind of covert sonic device that it produces a oral tone.
Right, oral.
You can't hear it. We can't hear it. Probably driving dogs crazy, maybe, or some Kate. Other animals or whatever.
Sure.
Who might be able to hear it. But will fuck with your hearing.
Oh, my God.
Without you knowing it. In the fall of 2016,
yes,
several U.S. diplomats began suffering unexplained hearing loss.
No shit.
Several had recently arrived at the embassy, which reopened in 2015 after evil Barack Hussein Obama
God.
Reached out to those evil commies.
Fuck you.
Kenyon. Some of the diplomats' symptoms, they say, were so severe that they had to cancel their tours and come back to the United States for treatment.
Well, dude, they can't fucking hear.
After months of investigation, U.S. officials concluded that the diplomats had been exposed to an advanced device
yes.
that operated outside the range of audible sound
okay.
that had been deployed either inside or outside the residences.
Oh, shit. Man, that is fucked up.
They're not immediately clear if the device was a weapon used in a deliberate attack or if it right. had another purpose. Cuba's saying, we don't know what you're talking about. And other people are saying... Cuba doesn't have this kind of shit. This is fancy technology.
Is it Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the great leader? Is it Kim Jong-un?
We don't know.
Damn. Is it ISIS?
The U.S. retaliated by expelling two Cuban diplomats.
Right.
In May.
That's it, man.
They're not saying exactly how many of our people were affected.
God, I'd be livid. These Cubans made me deaf. Fuck you.
The Cuban government released a lengthy statement.
Yes.
Maybe lengthy. It's girthy, Ooh. Too. That Cuba has never permitted nor will permit that Cuban territory be used for any action
okay.
against accredited diplomatic officials or their families, with no exception. And it doesn't make sense.
Yes, that why they would do this. Because
right.
we're actually doing something for them.
Exactly. There's no... Unless it was, oops, like
right.
some advanced listening device.
Oh, it got turned
that
on?
That somehow, accidentally, they didn't realize we'll also fuck with people's hearing. But if it was a real intentional attack,
yes.
it makes utterly no sense that
but
Cuba would do it.
Are there no anti-American factions
probably, sure.
within Cuba? It could be them.
And there's probably people who don't want to see America and Cuba nuzzling up together.
Right. Or maybe you're right. Maybe this somebody accidentally switched this fucking thing on and didn't know it.
They say about five diplomats had been affected. They think no children were involved, so that's good.
Okay.
If it was in their houses, their
right.
kids might have had that.
God damn. I would be furious.
So That's what I mean. God, it's really a bizarre fucking story.
God, just think, you go to Cuba, then now for the rest of your life, you got to watch shit with subtitles. That's infuriating.
We requested the departure of the Cuban diplomats as a reciprocal measure, since some of the U.S. personnel's assignments in Havana had to be curtailed due to these incidents.
Right.
Under the Vienna Convention, Cuba has an obligation to take measures to protect diplomats.
Yeah.
And Cuba's like, we have.
Dude, it could have been Al-Qaeda, man. You don't know. That's crazy.
The use of sonic devices to intentionally harm diplomats would be unprecedented if this...
Unprecedented.
If this were it. And again, would make no sense. So if we find out any more...
Right?
About this.
Did Schittler twat about it yet?
We'll let you know. Oh, God, no. He's got Mitch the bitch to go after.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Between links.
God, it's unreal. That fucker's golfing.
For 17 days.
What the fuck?
Not true. I'm working hard.
He doesn't work hard, though.
He's never worked
There's
hard.
There's lots
in his
of stories
life.
Where he doesn't really do anything.
Yeah,
he sits
I'm
around
sorry.
And watches television.
Yeah. Sitting in your office and yelling at people isn't working hard.
Well, also, I mean, if he has to sit there every day and go through a folder of stories where he's being praised, he has to look through all the stories.
He gets 2 deliveries a day.
Oh, jeez.
Of reach around news.
Oh my God.
Because they say it started, it was probably a hole licking.
Right.
Kind of a move.
Listen.
Because Reince and Bannon know that to make him happy, you just praise him.
Lick his
flatter
hole.
Him.
Right.
You're great. You're wonderful. Oh, purr.
My God.
I love it. Scratch under my moob.
That's got to be his favorite thing of the day. His happy folder, he probably calls it.
Yeah, yeah. Where's my good news?
Where's the good news? You're starting World War III, you dickhead, and now you're going golfing.
I'm angry. Time for Fox and Friends.
Right. Deucey.
I think it was Joy Reid might have tweeted something like, they better slip some extra good stories today, because today's been a bad day for Trump or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to like this. You better put a couple of extra good stories in his fellation folder.
Do you think we're going to see more and more shit about Russia from Mueller now? I mean, do you think stuff is going to start coming out?
No, I think it's going after, it's going after finances. Because I read one place, they said it's easier and quicker.
Right.
Like this Russia stuff, obviously you're dealing with foreign entities that ain't going to want to deal with you and just the logistics involved. Whereas you can follow money trails a hell of a lot easier. So if the goal is to quickly bring him down,
yes,
bring everything down, then it'll probably be the RICO stuff, the money laundering,
right?
Importing underage girls for Trump, Trump modeling.
Fucking God.
All that shit.
What a great president.
Right.
What other president could you... Who the fuck can get elected if there's a question that you've been trafficking young women? Or anybody. I mean, whatever.
Right.
It's fucking nuts.
There's a...
I deal in containers of human beings. I sell containers of human beings. Please, vote for me. People in America voted for him. You're fucking stupid.
We have frequently talked about, occasionally quoted, and done stories about Peter LaBarbera.
Oh, yeah. This guy's a total dickhead, right?
Yes. Okay. Anti-gay.
Right.
He runs the anti-gay organization Americans for Truth About Homosexuality.
Oh, my fucking God. You're a simpleton.
I think, isn't he one of the ones that goes to other countries and helps them write their hate legislation?
No, that's horrible. What a dick. Right.
God,
that should be fucking illegal, man. You shouldn't be able to be hired by a government that is treating people unjustly. Americans shouldn't be allowed to go consult for governments that are bad actors. That should be illegal.
His group is classified as a hate group.
Yay.
By the SPLC.
Good job, dickheads.
He's responded by saying, well, if you're not on the SPLC hate list, you're not doing enough. So he's proud.
You're a simpleton.
He is Peter LaBarbera, American activist, social dickwad,
right,
conservative.
A fucking loser.
Is all upset and has put out a screed.
Yes.
Because of what happened in Illinois, my home state. Governor Bruce Rauner, I don't know how you pronounce it. I don't live there anymore.
Even know
so
the fucking...
I'm not sure how you Rauner.
Right. I don't know anything about the Illinois governor.
Rauner is a Republican. The people in Illinois lost their fucking minds for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the House, the state House and Senate, I believe, are both Democrats. So there's a whole lot of obstruction going on.
Right.
I think he's had a couple of vetoes overridden and stuff. He wants to decimate. He wants to be Paul Walker. He wants to be Fast and Furious. He wants to be Scott Walker,
right,
in Wisconsin. He wants to get rid of the public
unions,
public sector unions,
right,
every horrible thing.
Do you know in California there's a push to erect a statue of Paul Walker in Los Angeles?
Erect. So Governor Rauner signed a Senate Bill 55.
Yes.
So that beginning in 2018, August 4th.
Yes.
Will be known as and celebrated as.
Okay.
Barack Obama Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Illinois. It's the
president's birthday,
former president's birthday.
And he's people love him in Illinois. They fucking love the guy.
Won't be a formal state holiday,
yes,
but it'll be a day of acknowledgement and celebration. Well, LaBarbera done lost his mind. He wrote, quote, Rauner is a perfect example of a rhino Republican.
Boo.
A Republican governor heaping praise on the most immoral promoting president in American history.
What?
Barack Obama. Who ushered in homosexual so-called marriage.
Right.
Who mocked the authority of the Bible. Who promoted abortion. I remember Obama saying, handing out coat hangers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Suck those fetuses out of you right now.
DNC's for everybody. I'm paying.
DNC's all around.
All around.
He did a little gesture with his finger. He waved it around.
Who loves Planned Parenthood.
Loves him.
With Republicans like that, who needs Democrats?
You know, dickhead LaBarbera, he might love Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood does a lot of good shit. They give women health care, you stupid fucknut.
Apparently some liberals said, hey, Pete, you know, Ronald Reagan, there's some holidays in California. There's Ronald Reagan Day or whatever.
What the fuck about that?
It might even be in Illinois because Ronald Reagan was born in Illinois.
Was he?
The argument that there's a similar holiday in Illinois.
Okay.
Honoring Reagan.
Yes.
He says is a ridiculous comparison. To compare the two is an insult to Reagan.
Well, I almost agree with him. I think it's an insult to Barack Obama.
Ronald Reagan was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, he said.
What? Based on what? Really, where are the citations that say Ronald Reagan was the best fucking president on the fucking planet? Come on.
He said Reagan led the West in a fight to crush communism.
Now, fuck you.
While Obama sucked up to Cuba's dictators. It's insulting to put Obama in the same category, he says.
It is insulting. It's insulting to Obama to compare him to fucking Reagan. Fucking trickle-down economics. The fucking war on drugs. The Iran-Contra scandal. Please, unwrap your lips from the shaft of Reagan. Right?
So kudos to... absolutely. He was heinous. The beginning of trickle-down, which finds us where we are now. I think it's the root of all the problems.
The Republicans were like, hey, you see that guy over there acting with a monkey? Let's have him be a politician. That'll be great. Good fucking Christ.
There's a story now over at Bloomberg.
Yes.
To get back to the Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all you guys talk about. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Right. I know it's crazy, but, you know, you guys colluded with them, and that's kind of fucked up.
I guess... Now it's being said,
yes,
that the way we found out about this meeting that Don Jr. had with the Russian lawyer who said they had info on Shillery Killery, and Don Jr. said, I love it.
Love it.
Now they're saying that the source who revealed to the investigators, congressional investigators, that he had attended this meeting is actually Manafort himself.
What?
So now the theory is that Manafort is singing. That they kicked in the door to his house.
Right.
At a 3 a.m. raid, which even the conservatives are saying, ooh, well, that's not good.
Right.
That's not a good sign. First of all, he was handing over documents.
Right.
If they raided his place to begin with, they didn't believe he was turning over everything.
Yes.
They convinced a judge that there was reason enough to believe that he was hiding shit.
Yes.
And also, the fact that it was done at like 3 a.m. makes it even worse. Like, yeah, they wanted him caught totally off guard so they couldn't knock, and he would wave to his wife and she starts, I don't know, swallowing hard disks or something.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, 3 a.m. in the morning with, I imagine, what when you have a raid like that, is there like a SWAT team? They buzz in with helicopters?
They said they were wearing flak jackets, yeah. That's their SOP.
Right. SOP?
Standard operating procedure, Ryan.
Oh, shit. I haven't watched enough fucking Law and Order and Special Victims fucking unit.
They think that Manafort might have been the one who initially told the investigators about the meeting in the first place.
No shit, man.
Which the president's son first denied with his father's help, but then provided emails showing how it was all set up.
So Manafort's going to get away with this because he's flipping for Schindler, maybe. I mean, something's got to happen to this fucknut, right?
From Bloomberg. In fact, Manafort had alerted authorities to a controversial meeting on June 9th, 2016, involving Trump's son, Don Jr.,
yes,
other campaign representatives, and a Russian lawyer promising damaging information on Hillary Clinton.
In the subject line of the motherfucking email, right?
Yes.
Something about shit on Clinton. God damn it. What a bunch of dupes. Loads.
So if he is, I mean, so there you go. He could be the one.
Right.
Who is starting to flip. And they also think that maybe little Mikey Flynn might be squealing like a little piggy too, because they've definitely got him.
Oh, shit. But they didn't raid his fucking house.
On some significant shit.
They probably...
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
They may have.
Maybe they thought Manafort was going to destroy shit.
Like Rachel Maddow pointed out, she's like, how did they keep the secret for so long about this raid?
Right.
She's like, doesn't he have neighbors?
Yeah,
Manafort,
man.
Doesn't he have neighbors that would squeal and be like, you guys...
But like what you said, the guy's rich as fuck. You might not be able to see his fucking neighbors.
It might be a gated house. Right. They might have... You
know, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Right, right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the circumstances are with his actual...
Right. And maybe they wanted to keep it secret. The authorities.
The authorities?
Yeah.
Because...
God, he must have shit his pants, Manafort, when you knock on the door at 3 a.m., man, you're asleep. Go. What do they do when they raid, though? Do they just go? Because they have a search warrant. They look through your whole fucking house.
Yeah, bank records, they say, specifically they were looking for, and other
records.
So they probably take his computers.
Oh, shit.
They probably take files.
Right. Well, he probably had some pervy shit on his PC.
Probably go through his underwear drawer.
Ooh, yes.
Get his porn. Oh, brother.
What's up?
Ancient mug workshop,
right,
found near site of Jesus wine miracle.
When was the mug invented anyway? Back in the days of Christo.
I'm assuming
the era of mugs has begun.
Israeli archaeologists unveiled a 2000 year old workshop for making stone vessels.
Ooh.
Similar to those Jesus is believed to have used to miraculously turn water into wine. So you know what's going to happen?
Oh, God.
A bunch of the idiots are going to seize on this and say, yes. Look, look, proof that it's true. Proof the Bible's true, libtards.
Somebody find something. I'm holding up a mug right now. The listeners can't see this. Look at this. See this?
Yes.
It's a mug.
Yes.
I mean, really, it's just a container you can put liquid in.
Correct.
Just because you find a shit ton of mugs somewhere that are old, it doesn't mean it's a holy grail or whatever the fuck they think.
Well,
this is.
And just because you confirm that a city existed 2,000 years ago, they've done this before too. They unearthed some town that was mentioned in Fuckwaticus 8, chapter 7.
That doesn't mean it's real.
That Jesus took a shit there.
Hey,
and they say, oh, well, look, they found a settlement there. Proof that the Bible's true.
God damn it. Yeah, read any Tom Clancy book. Right. The city Moscow or Washington. It's mentioned a million times, but it doesn't mean the stories that he wrote about were fucking real. God, we're simpletons. Stupid. I found a mug. Jesus exists. Suck my dick.
Alex Jones.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of InfoWars.
Yeah, what a freak.
If you go to our Facebook page, there's a story that BuzzFeed actually put some of his supplements.
Yes.
Sent them off to some labs to see what's going on.
Facebook? Yeah. Oh, I saw this.
So if you want to see another picture of Alex Jones shirtless, there's a in the story there.
He looks so weird when he's shirtless too, because he's
sucking in. So
is that what
hard.
It is?
Look at him trying to hold his shoulders up and hold his big fat gut in.
He's very tan.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
It was in Texas, man.
Right.
It's out shooting shirtless.
I'm shooting shit.
But yeah, so that's one of the stories is that they tested his supplements.
Right.
And where they didn't find fraud. So he's actually, it's not like, you know, filled the capsules filled with sugar that he claims is all these miracle ingredients. Like some of these, they're finding a lot of these nutraceuticals.
Bullshit.
They're bullshit.
Yeah.
This actually was what it claimed to be.
Yes.
But also, they pointed out in crazy markups. Like 10 to 20 times markups on what a normal charge would be. But Alex Jones slaps his InfoWars label on it, and suddenly they can charge 20 times more.
My God, look at how he views his fans. These people, imagine, like, how much do you love our listeners? Man, they spend time, they download our show, and they listen to it. Do you, on any level, want to sell them bullshit? And even put, like, the crab diving name on, like, colloidal silver, or whatever the fuck he sells.
No. God,
why
no.
Why do you want to fleece your
why
listeners,
would I do
Alex?
That? Yeah.
He's an asshole, man.
It's not fleecing.
God, you fucking dick.
Mixtures of herbs and vitamins and shit that many are saying, well, you know, they don't really do.
Don't they sell this crap
Much of
on,
them don't do anything.
Don't they sell it on Gloop or whatever the fuck Gwyneth Paltrow's bullshit website is? Gloop.
Oh, they have. Yeah, didn't they? Wasn't there a story we did
it's
where
the
they
same
compared?
Fucking shit.
Right. Different labels.
Yeah, they just repackage it for, you know, whatever.
For goopers or for.
Does Alex Jones, does he sell a jade rock I can put in my twat or no? Do I have to get that from Gwyneth?
Got the prostate tickling butt plug for you.
Oh yeah, I put a crystal in my prostate. Sideways.
So here is Alex Jones. This is from a few days ago.
Fuck you, boy.
Talking about transgender folk.
Okay.
And he uses a slur that one
tends
to not use.
Alex, what if it's a trans person that listens to your show? Don't you feel bad? I mean, come on.
That you'll put up anything. What do you think the tranny stuff's about? First, it's, oh, be nice to gay people in the military. Don't be mean to them. Sounds reasonable. Now, boom, it's trannies. And let's teach sex changes and give it to anybody you want in the military and turn it into a giant factory of confusion.
Hey, see the world and rip your dick off.
Boom. What do you mean teach sex changes? Nobody's teaching a sex change. Right. That's nuts. That's like saying this guy has a gender reassignment surgery. It's not like you're teaching anyone how to do that.
What the fuck is he talking about? It's trannies. And let's teach sex changes and give it to anybody you want in the military and turn it into a giant factory of confusion that will sabotage human operations in the military.
Operations in the military will be sabotaged.
Dude, you think about it. If you're a person transitioning, you go through the hormonal therapy, all the stuff. You're probably sure you want a dick, or you'd rather have a vagina. I don't know what kind of confusion you're dealing with.
I'm going to translate, but Tammy Duckworth,
yes,
of Illinois,
right?
A double amputee,
yes,
was flying a helicopter in the Iraq, was shot down,
right?
Lost both of her legs.
Okay,
she's a senator,
right?
In Illinois, war hero.
We played clips of her on this show,
right? She has basically said. Even about LGBT in general, Q, all the above in general. When I was laying there with my legs blown off, bleeding,
right,
and someone came to rescue me, I didn't ask them, do you have tits and a dick?
Who gives a fuck?
At the same time, right.
Who gives a fuck?
I didn't ask them, where was your mouth last night?
My God, people are giving their service to the country.
And she didn't say that. I'm making up what she said. She basically said, I don't care if you don't ask. Yeah.
Stupid.
Trannies.
Yeah, that's offensive.
Head of the robots replacing everybody, which is all admitted. And then when you accept the trannies and the sex changes, well, you'll accept the brain chips and everything else, which they're now admitting. They simply set a new goalpost that sounds incredibly radical so that you'll accept everything else they were already pushing behind that.
What is a brain chip? What is that? A brain chip?
I don't know. I mean, there was that company. There was in the news last week was a company that is now has offered to their employees to have chips embedded in their hands, like in the fat of their between their thumb and forefinger.
Yes.
This little tiny chip. And they can use that now as their it's their security card.
Right.
And they have vending machines where you can go up and pay for your shit by waving your thumb over.
Yeah.
Some of the employees are like, rock on.
Yeah, we love it.
Some of the employees are like, it's the mark of the beast. I'm not going to do it.
And some of the employees are like, that's my whacking hand.
No one's being forced.
Yes.
But people like Alex Jones are losing their minds.
What do you think about
that? Here's the brain chips.
Do you want a chip in this part of your hand
shit? I'm not embedding anything, but I would wear... Give me a
bracelet.
Give me a ring or a bracelet or something like that.
Cock ring.
I'm not embedding anything.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
And then they can persecute the military and persecute one of the only human cultures left. The male culture of war and defense.
The male culture of war and defense.
But he said the only human cultures left.
And so they can go in and social engineer and take control of that. While they steal from the public,
that's all we got left is killing other fuckers. Now you're taking that away from us.
Does he ever get lost in his rantings? Like, he's like, I don't know.
He's got to.
What the fuck is he referring to? Now they're going to take control of that. What the fuck is that?
Control of that.
Oh, the army.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The armed forces.
So they're taking whoever they are.
It's the last boys club.
Right. The Illuminati.
That's what he's saying.
The deep state. Who are the fuck?
Sure. All the rampaging homosexuals in the deep state. The globalists.
The globalists are taking over the army using transgender people.
Yes. And defense. Okay. And so they can go in and social engineer and take control of that. While they steal from the public all of our basic rights, they give you the right to be transmutagenic.
What?
To end your humanity.
Transmutagenic.
I'm transmutagenic as fuck.
Because that's the biological revolution.
The biological revolution is here. It will not be televised.
To end your humanity, because that's the biological revolution.
The biological revolution. He thinks there's going to be a movement so to have everyone change out their dick for a vagina. It's going to be part of some weird revolution where we're turning ourselves into fucking robots or some shit.
Then you're going to have brain chips.
I don't understand what the fuck. He's nuts.
First it's a cock, then it's a brain chip.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's just upset. I think he just like talks himself into a lather. And
well, and
confused,
he's obsessed about
like
it because here he is from a different show.
Yes.
Again, talking about LGBTQ.
As I have said thousands of times, if you debate the censors, the all high appointed leftist witch hunt commandants.
And I ran.
Witch hunt commandants.
And Capitanos. And say, I'm not racist, don't censor me. They've already won. They're not supposed to be in the position of censoring. We're in Western.
Nobody is censoring. But the free market that you guys crow about.
Yes.
We're allowed to say, we're not going to support your advertisers anymore. That's when they start crying. Look at the leftists coming out and coming after our First Amendment rights. Nobody is. We're just saying we're going to organize and try to get people to not buy the shit from your advertiser.
You know what's bananas? Yeah. I mean, he's extrapolating from a person that feels like he's not, his gender isn't right, or her gender isn't right. Someone wants to get a sex change for real reasons. And he's saying that isn't that, but instead it's an effort by the deep state.
It's social engineering.
Yeah, to social engineer us. That's fucking crazy. There's no way.
In society, unless you're calling for violence against somebody, you have free speech. But they're the ones calling for violence. But notice they're saying we don't have free speech. And they always turn it around to like, oh, you hate people. I don't hate men that think they're women or vice versa. And the people.
I don't hate men that think they're women.
I just don't want to let them in the army.
Well,
I just
right.
don't want to
I
give
just
them
call
any
them
fucking rights.
Trannies.
You called them trannies, dude.
And they always turn it around to like, oh, you hate people. I don't hate men that think they're women or vice versa. And the people want to do that. That's their issue. I'm a libertarian.
Ugh.
I don't want to pay for your sex change via taxes. I don't want to pay to have your wisdom teeth removed. I don't want to pay for you to have what is it where they suck?
So he doesn't think that veterans or people serving in the military should have health care.
Right.
Paid for by us.
What does he want then? What does he want to live in? What kind of society? Does he just want to live in a bunch of bunkers? And he wants to pay to have some force protect him?
Well, it's that ridiculous errant belief that every man is an island. He's like, I don't want to have to pay taxes. I don't want to have to pay. It's taxes or theft. He's one of these assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he'll drive on roads that are paid for by taxes. He'll call 911 and expect Popo to show up that are paid for by taxes.
Do you think Alex Jones calls 911? He's strapped, baby. He's got a whole arsenal in there.
People like him are weenies. Pussies. Oh, he'll dial 911 in a heartbeat. Are you
but
kidding
he wants
me?
To use
There's a black
lines.
Man walking down my driveway. Call 911. I'm going to hide in the bunker.
Man, you remember that story in Alabama where the Indian guy was walking down a neighborhood and some asshole called the cops on him?
Right.
Horrible.
The fat out. Liposuction. Duh. But they got the headlines. Jones is a homophobe. Why, right here, he said that a man that had a baby wasn't a man. Because it said it was a woman that thought she was a man that then got pregnant. She's a woman.
What the fuck? You
know, who cares what people identify as? That's what they're so out of their minds.
That he's a libertarian. So I don't understand this. I don't understand this at all.
Right.
If every man is an island, what do you care if I turn my dick into a vagina, you fucking asshole?
Don't put a blue bow on a whale that's a male and say it's a female. You don't look at a male walrus and say it's a female.
I have a question. Is there ever, this is a dumb question. I don't care. Have we ever had an animal that's had a gender reassignment surgery? I mean, has a whale ever gotten a sex change?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
I don't know.
What about a walrus? What's he
You don't look
about?
At a male walrus and say it's a female.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. You don't have a female walrus saying she's a male. I mean, this is mental illness, but then they sit there and look at it.
Mental illness. I don't hate anybody, but it's mental illness.
Yeah. God, what a dick.
They say, no, you're crazy. Look how crazy Jones is. He said this woman that thought she was a man had a baby, but they said this man did have a baby. This man was a woman that identifies as a man. It's like magic talk. I'm a 20-foot giraffe with purple spots. And when I go to the bathroom, Lucky Charms comes out, golden rainbows.
We got you, Alex, please start animating your show. I want to see that. I want to see a purple giraffe shit cereal.
I'm a 50-foot red purple striped giraffe, and when I go to the bathroom, I give birth to leprechauns.
Oh my God.
Kind of killed this joke, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not the giraffe
second time
thing,
around.
Yeah, the giraffe thing was interesting. The leprechaun, what he gives birth to leprechauns.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree to that, you're insane. You're crazy because I control things. I'm magical.
There you go. Alex Jones comparing being transgender to being a 50-foot striped
giraffe.
Purple giraffe.
That shits Lucky Charms.
That shits leprechauns. And or Lucky Charms.
So does that mean, do you think he eats Lucky Charms? I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean, because these references don't come from nowhere, right? I mean, they don't come
I didn't get any fucking yellow moons. It's a globalist conspiracy.
Lucky Charms. It's a cereal of globalists. You didn't know that?
Yeah. Where's the white marshmallows? You notice they don't have any white marshmallows. Marshmallows are supposed to be white. Again, coming after us.
Globalists! God, that's insane. Man, that was a good Alex Jones clip. Holy
couple
fuck.
Of them, yeah. So, amazing. Alex Jones, not a Biden.
You can't, you know, dude, you can't... When he calls people a tranny, that's dehumanizing. Calling someone a tranny dehumanizes them. Can't these people see that? And they're like, I don't want to... It's not like being PC. Why do people think about it like that? They say, I don't want to be PC. I don't want to not be able to say tranny.
Well, right.
Do you want to be dehumanized?
I'm not going to be politically correct. Stop making me politically correct, Ryan. I'm not going to be politically correct
but
and
don't,
say transgender.
Right.
If I want to say tranny, I know who I got a blowjob from in 1984. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yes. But doesn't Alex Jones want to be treated as a human? I mean, he doesn't want to be dehumanized. He doesn't want to be marginalized. So why the fuck do you think it's okay to do it to other people, you fucking asshole? It doesn't make any sense.
Correct.
So whatever. It's Alex Jones. He's nuts.
Right.
I'm a human, and I'm coming. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I like to have children. I'm a pioneer. I got a life force. I'm animated. I'm alive. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Why are you setting fires, numbnuts?
Oh, my God. Spectacular and
God,
amazing.
God, if we treat you like a human being, nobody's calling you anything. That's, you know, people are nice to you, you fucking asshole.
Also in the... In the news.
Yes.
Set your calendars for the 14th.
Fuck you.
Because inexplicably, the Mooch.
Oh, my God.
Will be doing the Colbert Show.
Oh,
the Stephen Colbert Show.
God, that's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, amazing.
Do you think it's going to be contentious, or do you think the Mooch is going to want to, like, be funny and gregarious? And you know, like, is he going to be up to joke around about shit? Or is he going to be serious, Mooch?
He'll probably joke around a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, I really want Colbert to just ask him about the hole licking. Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, I know this guy. I saw him at a half court wearing a top coat, swishing feed free throws. I saw him, you know, his the wax from his ears. I've seen it cure cancer.
Right. Does he already have a book deal, Scooch? Scary Coochie?
Oh, I would bet.
I bet. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, yeah, when you get fired from that administration, the publishers must come out of the fucking woodwork.
I'll read that book, right? Or I'll listen to it audiobook. Go to crabdiving.com/audible, I think.
Right.
That might work. Otherwise, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, yeah, and you can
buy
just get
some
that.
Shit.
So the Mooch tweeted out today.
Yes. The Mooch.
For some reason, he's upset.
The Cooch.
At Ryan Lizza, who is the reporter that he called.
Yes.
That taped him. With the famous... Reince Priebus is a fucking paranoiac.
Yeah, it's sobbing.
Schizophrenic.
Crying.
And of course, the best is that I'm not...
I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock.
And if anybody on that administration is sucking their own dick, it's not that guy. It ain't Bannon.
So, for some reason, the Mooch tweeted out today,
yes,
or last night, comparing himself, and I don't think he thought this through.
Okay.
You'll be shocked to learn.
Shocker.
Because he compared himself, basically, to Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, yeah.
Which, so on fucked. Our Facebook page,
so fucked up.
Everyone is, you know, pointing out that, well, okay, did Trump shove a cigar up in him?
Who ejaculated on the Mooch?
So
who came on you?
Mooch tweeted, Ryan Lizza, he's the reporter,
yes,
is the Linda Tripp of 2017. Oh. People know, and right, he is up at night not being able to live with himself. So he's basically saying that he was brought down by this reporter the, yes, way that Linda Tripp brought down Donald Trump by having the jizzy dress.
The jizzy dress.
She talked Monica, yes, into giving her the jizz dress.
Absolutely. And, you know,
and then she hooked up her buddy, Matt Drudge.
Right.
with that scoop, which is why we have
the Drudge Report.
The Drudge Report now. Hey. Meanwhile, anybody out there,
yes,
that has anything on the administration that wants to make us famous.
Oh, right.
We'll be more than happy.
Send us a note.
To put that stuff out there.
Kate at Crab Diving. The thing about that Mooch thing is like he obviously thought about that comparison for a long time and then tweeted it, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
But it doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean,
go to his Twitter feed, read that tweet, weird. Read a lot of the responses to that tweet are fucking like, hilarious.
That's like saying, did somebody come on him?
Right. Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. Every goddamn weekday we do this shit.
The Cooch.
Don't forget we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a kind review. It helps us out here. It really, really does.
Thumbs us up.
Buy shit through our Amazon hole. It helps us out also. Thanks to those that do. We love you guys.
Danke.
Big time.
Big league.
It's crabdiving.com/Amazon. Follow Ryan on his social media. He's at Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website, find out his schedule when he's going to be funny.
Yay.
Go to radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, y'all, for Faithless fucking Friday.
Bye-bye.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.